Chapter 10. The New Age. We're all fascist now. It is generally thought that National Socialism stands only for brutishness and terror, but this is not true. National Socialism, more broadly fascism, also stands for an ideal, or rather ideals, that are persistent today under other banners. The ideal of life is art, the cult of beauty, the fetishism of courage, the dissolution of alienation in ecstatic feelings of community, the repudiation of the intellect, the family of man under the parenthood of leaders. These ideals are vivid and moving to many people. Because their content is a romantic ideal to which many continue to be attached, and which is expressed in such diverse modes of cultural dissidence and propaganda for new forms of community as the youth rock culture, primal therapy, anti-psychiatry, third world camp following, and belief in the occult. From Susan Sontag's Fascinating Fascism. Liberals constantly complain that conservatives are trying to impose their cultural vision on the rest of the country. In contrast, they themselves only care about the real issues of class and economics. Thomas Frank, author of the best-selling What's the Matter with Kansas, leads a whole school of liberals who argue that middle-class GOP voters have been hoodwinked by Republican strategists pushing manufactured values issues. Frank's argument boils down to the old Marxist doctrine of false consciousness, which says that to disagree with the left about the nature of political and economic self-interest is a form of brainwashing or dementia. But are liberals and leftists really dedicated to economic justice rather than divisive issues like gay marriage or partial birth abortion? If you look closely, you'll see that liberals object to values issues in politics only when they expose liberal weaknesses. When liberals are on the defensive, they use Marxist or, if you prefer, socialistic arguments to delegitimize the opposition's cultural agenda. When conservatives have the upper hand on a cultural issue, liberalism is all about solving problems for the average Joe, about paychecks and health care. But on offense, it's about racial quotas, mainstreaming gay culture, scrubbing the public square of Christianity, and a host of explicitly cultural ambitions. This socialist parry, cultural thrust tactic, mirrors Nazi maneuvers in interesting ways. When the Nazis were debating traditionalists, monarchists, and the few classical liberals left in Germany, they sounded much like generic socialists, lamenting how big capitalism was screwing the little guy. Hitler charged that other parties were dividing Germans along sectarian and class lines, while he wanted to focus like a laser on the economy. It was only when the National Socialists had the upper hand that they dropped their economic arguments in favor of imposing a new cultural order.